Prince Orin, Bordeaux, 1862. A suffering spirit presents himself under the name of Orin, formerly a Russian prince.
Would you like to provide us with some details about your situation?
Oh, happy are the humble in heart, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Pray for me. Happy are those who, humble in heart, choose a modest position to fulfill their trial. All you whom envy devours, you don't know the state that those who on earth are regarded as happy become reduced to. You don't know the burning coals that consume them, or the sacrifices imposed by wealth when you seek your salvation in it. May the Lord allow me, a proud despot, to expiate the crimes caused by my pride among those whom I oppressed with my tyranny. Pride. Repeat that word constantly so that you will never forget that it is the source of all the suffering that afflicts us. Yes, I abused the power and favor I enjoyed. I was harsh and cruel toward those below me, those who had to bow down before all my caprices and satisfy all my depravities. I wanted nobility, fortune, and honors for myself. I succumbed to the burden because it was above my strength. Spirits who succumb usually claim that they had made a commitment that was beyond their strength, which is a further remnant of pride and a way for them to make excuses rather than acknowledge that they failed due to their own weakness. God does not give anyone more than they can bear. God does not require anyone to give more than they can. God does not require a sapling to bear the fruit of a mature tree. Furthermore, God gives freedom to spirits. What they lack is willpower, and this depends exclusively on themselves. With willpower, there are no insuperable vices. However, whenever we take pleasure in a vice, it is natural for us not to put forth the effort to overcome it. Thus, we can only attribute the consequences to ourselves.
You are aware of your wrongs, and that is already a step towards regeneration.
Such awareness is a further suffering. For many spirits, suffering is an almost physical effect. Sins still under the influence of the humanity of their last incarnation, they have no perception of any mental sense. My spirit has released itself from matter, and now my mental sense has assumed all of those horrible, cruel sensations that used to be physical.
Do you foresee any end to your suffering?
I know that it will not last forever, but I can't see any end to it at present. I must undergo another trial first.
Do you hope to do so soon?
Again, I don't know.
Can you remember anything about your previous lives? I'm asking this for the purpose of instruction.
Yes, your guides are present and they know what you need. I lived during the time of Marcus Aurelius. There, once again powerful, I succumbed to pride, the cause of all downfalls. After being in an errant state for centuries, I wanted to live an obscure existence. So as a poor student, I had to beg for bread. Pride, however, still had a hold on me. My spirit gained in knowledge, but not in virtue. Learned and ambitious, I sold my soul to the best offer, serving all manner of vengeance and hatred. I felt guilty, but the thirst for glory and wealth strangled the voice of my conscience. My expiation was long and cruel. Then finally, in my last incarnation, I wanted to live a life of luxury and power once again. I thought I could overcome the stumbling blocks, but wouldn't listen to any advice. It was pride once more leading me to the trust in myself instead of the counsel of the protector friends who always watch over us. You know the result of the last attempt. Now, I finally understand and await the mercy of the Lord. I place my crushed pride at His feet, and I ask Him to lay on me the heaviest tax of humility. For with the help of His grace, the weight will seem light. Pray with me and for me. Also pray that that diabolical fire will not devour the instincts that will lead you to God. Friends in suffering, may my example be of use to you. Never forget that pride is the enemy of happiness, for it is pride that causes all the ills that afflict humankind, and it pursues them up to the heavenly regions.
The Medium's Guide. You have had some doubts about the identity of this spirit because his language seems to be at odds with the state of suffering characteristic of a less elevated spirit. Lay such doubts aside, for you have received an authentic communication. In spite of his suffering, the spirit has enough cultured intelligence to express himself in such a manner. The only thing he lacked was humility, without which no spirit can reach God. He has finally achieved such humility, and we hope that with perseverance, he will emerge triumphant from a new trial.
Our Heavenly Father is most just in his wisdom and takes into account individuals' efforts to overcome their evil instincts. Each victory over yourselves is a rung on that ladder that leans on the earth on one end, with the other at the feet of the Supreme Judge. Climb each rung resolutely. The ascent is gentle for those whose will is firm. Always look heavenward for your encouragement. Unfortunate are you if you stop and look down. Dizziness soon strikes you, and you are terrified at the emptiness surrounding you. Discouraged, you say? What's the use of going any further if I have advanced so little? No, my friends, do not look down. Pride is part of human nature. Very well. Use this pride to give you the strength and courage to achieve your ascension. Use it to overcome your weaknesses and climb to the summit of your eternal mountain.